Yo fam, it's your boy. I did breath work for the first time. I just went and gave plasma, sitting at a park, listening to the birds, did my breath work, looking down at my first ever pair of Air Jordan 1s, the Marina Blues. For those of y'all who don't know, that's they're blue and black. I put some pink laces in them. Been watching the Kanye West documentary and always laugh about, he's like, I'm talking about being so insecure. I'm always wearing at least one of my watches, trying to buy all this nice stuff. I can't even pronounce this stuff past that Versace. So apropos, sometimes I feel so secure and confident, and other times I'm trying to wear Marina blue Jordans with pink laces in to try to make you think that I feel good about myself. Ha! So funny. Anyway, hey, today I went to church and they're talking about relationships and marriage, and it was good because they, Patrick, the pastor, talked about a verse in the Bible that I've always heard and rolled my eyes when interpreted or when I hear people talk about it, and it's always quite a contentious topic, especially in today's society when it talks about wives should submit to their husbands. Oh boy, does that make a lot of people uncomfortable, including myself. I there's so many friends back home that, you know, they'll say, oh, we're a good, you know, we're a Christian family, and, you know, we believe in relationships the way it states in the Bible about the guys, the man is the head of the household, and, you know, the wife takes care of the household and submits, defers to the husband. Now, their understanding of that may be different than mine, but I just go, that is such BS. But what was interesting about the topic today was, for the first time I heard someone talk about the chapter or paragraph before and after. And I'm totally butchering this because I'm not looking at the Bible and I don't know it very well. But in the paragraph before, it says that the husband, that they both submit to each other, right? In a marriage, you both submit to each other. Then after, it says the wife should submit to your husband. Then after, it goes into a long diatribe about how the husband or the male should be willing to die for their wife and family. And so what was interesting was he presented it as a way of, in a more modern way of me understanding it, is in a relationship, we're both, I don't like the word submit, but we are both serving the other, right? Like in my household, I was thinking about this, I'm like, I think my wife is basically running the household and kind of running the family, right? Like she's, you know, sometimes I kind of feel, like it's her ship and I'm just along for the ride. Sometimes, you know, I think that decisions should end with me, but I think that fluctuates, and I kind of laugh or even cringe a little bit when I say that, because ultimately there are times when Sarah makes the ultimate final decision and sometimes I make the ultimate final decision. And I think that in our modern society, and I even back then, and basically back in what, you know, the Bible's talking about, it is there is no big I's and little U's. There is no I'm running the show and you submit. There is no, you know, my opinion is bigger, more important than yours. I don't know. I can just appreciate it. I'm going through, as I've shared on here, you know, before, like I have this craving to learn. I have a craving to get to know, to grow spiritually. I have a craving to learn more about that book and the Bible, or the book and the guy. You know, I have no desire to consider myself a Christian or even a follower of Jesus in that sense. If I just think of Jesus as a dude, like, he's a pretty cool dude, probably one of the coolest dudes out there. But boy, when I get into the minutiae of when people start referring to the ultimate truth, and, you know, if you're a Christian, you do these things, and if you don't, you're out. you know, I just get, I can get real cloudy. I was actually listening to one of the debates my wife and I have been talking with the pastor and some other people about is this idea of like same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships. And it just, I just cringe when I think there's, you know, in under the context, and I could be painting a broad brush here, but under the context of Christianity, so many people, there's plenty of Christians that think the opposite of this. Now, again, it's a broad brush here. But so many people go, oh, everyone, we love everyone, and you know, we have compassion and grace for everyone, and you know, but when push comes to shove, they go, oh, you know, gay couples are, you know, not in or not going to heaven, or it's a sin. It's just such BS. But I listened to this guy, Preston Sprinkles, and he had this gentleman on, and it was so funny. It could have been any old dude or any fella from Texas that I grew up around. And he had this guy on who had a lesbian daughter. And he was just talking all like this and was just like, I couldn't believe it. It was like the worst thing that ever happened to us. And he's, I'm a conservative Christian. And I just thought, where did I go wrong? But anyway, so he's talking, you know, right? It was a really beautiful interview. It's really amazing. Guy's name is Preston Sprinkles. What a great name, huh? And I think the guy's interviewing's name is Mark, you know, and he's talking about how the daughter, it was really cool because he found out his daughter came out, was in a relationship. It was devastating to him. He called a friend, one of his church friends, who was, this was kind of funny, was gay, was a gay man, and then came back and got married to a woman. But what a great guy to have to reach out to and ask for advice and say, what do I do? And so this dad asked this guy, this gay guy, bisexual, whatever it was, you know, what am I going to do about my daughter being a lesbian? And he says, you're going to love her. Not only are you going to love her, but you're going to love her partner. And, you know, the father was just like, wow, that's that simple. Why didn't I think of that? You know, and so he in that interview, he goes on to share about, you know, how he really turned a corner spiritually on that topic. And he's just talking about how much he loves his daughter, loves his daughter's spouse, you know, was upset that, you know, his daughter wanted to adopt, and not only did they adopt, they adopted twins, and then they got divorced. And then, you know, all the while, the father and mother are just kind of going, oh, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't. But as beautiful as the conversation was, I still felt like they were saying, you know, hey, I'm not perfect and we don't see eye to eye, but I don't agree with her lifestyle. You know, or I think what she does is wrong or is sin, right? It's opposite of the truth and what I interpret the truth is. And so I always end up with in the context of these situations, in these conversations, is on one hand, they say, Christians say we're all sinners. Right? They throw that word around. They throw that phrase around like crazy. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. And then they go, but if you're you know, same-sex couple, or if you, you know, do X or do Y, do whatever, oh, that's, you know, you're a real sinner. So it's as if sinners are pointing the finger at sinners. I just think that's, you know, hilarious in a lot of ways. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. Like, you know, all sins are created equal, yet your sin's worse than mine. But anyway, it's just an interesting, I'm trying to make sense. I'm trying to get my own bias and limiting beliefs out of the way so I can learn from this book. I mean, that's what I'm really interested in, right? Like, I want to be able to get my small, narrow views, you know, judgmental in a lot of ways, out of the way enough. Even like insecure views, like I'm thinking, I talk a lot about being in or out. It's because I want to be in, or I feel like I'm out. You know, that is a deep insecurity of mine, or, you know, this desire to want to be liked, to want to be in, to want to be accepted, to want to be told I'm good, and all these kind of things. And so I think that's at the root of a lot of these conversations, particularly around Christianity and other areas, is like, you know, so many, I feel my interpretation is so many people are looking for ways to reasons why others are out and they're in. You know, it's yeah, it's interesting. The takeaway that I took, the thing I took away from this conversation this Sunday was, I need to do the work on me for my spiritual growth, so I don't look at her as the enemy, or me against her. That I need to look for ways to serve her, not out of guilt or shame like I should do, or manipulation, which means I'm going to try to serve her in these areas. So, you know, this weekend, you know, I get to go do what I want, or, you know, whatever. Because, you know, this idea of like, let's see who can outserve each other, right? Let's see who can outdo the other one. Like, let me get what you need, can very easily fall into the bucket of codependency, manipulation, deep-rooted insecurity and self-worth, is that I'm pouring myself into you because your acceptance, or you desiring me, actually fills me up, right? I don't want to be in a situation where I need you to like, I'm contingent on my self-worth based on you and how you respond. But I think, again, that my takeaway was I could do a much better job of serving my wife, you know, being a lot more considerate, understanding, less judgmental towards my wife, and working more as us as a team and as a unit, as opposed to me against her. Because I spend so much time wondering what's her angle, you know, what's she trying to get me to do? I'm going to try to do this or avoid this, so, you know, she doesn't ask me anything. And it's really, you know, heightens, it just takes me back to like being a young kid, trying to duck my parents, trying not to get in trouble, trying to stay out of the teacher's eye. So, you know, trying not to get in trouble with coaches, you know, avoiding the police, right? They're all very similar for me. And it's kind of embarrassing to say that I'm still doing that crap, but it's true. Anyway, hey, if you know anybody that needs to hear this, make sure you share it with them. And as always, we'd love a rating, a written review, or a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I love you. Holler at your boy.